viral bitch for leaks, not for years, a bitch for leaks. You're a pirate bitch.
Okay, in that quick interim, we have completely swung, or at least I have, I think you have partly, to being in favor of those Shia LaBeouf quotes.
No, I mean, look, I'm amused by some portion of what he said.
No,
like when
I'm
he's
going
like,
further.
You're a bitch, not for, no, for leaks, not for years.
Nobody knows, I don't know.
And then he said, you're a pirate bitch, and I'm like,
okay, no,
cool.
No. That's what I'm getting to. Bart, I'm going to need it on the soundboard. I'm going to need you're a pirate bitch, and I'm going to need you're a bitch. Don't give me the leaks one, because I don't know what to do with it. When would I ever play that? I don't know what it means. It's funny, but I don't know what it means.
Well, you can play it like when Donald Trump gets mad about leaks and, you know, work into that.
But
something to think about it.
Isn't it more insulting to be a bitch for years, not leaks?
I don't know.
Whatever, man. He was drunk, so he wasn't making any sense.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wait, did I play the right one there?
Thanks a lot, bitch.
Surprised he didn't say
Where
that.
Where was
one.
That from again?
That was when a reporter got in the way of another reporter and she was trying to get a thing from a politician.
Yeah.
And then they both got taken out. And she's like, thanks a lot, bitch. You remember that?
I'd have the exact same reaction. Anyway, let's move on.
Salty.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday I want to share a story.
Go.
Okay. First of all, Christian and I attended.
Christian as in this and not as in this.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
By the way, he would love to know that we refer to him as Christian this,
right.
You know. But anyway, so we go to the Hollywood Bowl. I had purchased tickets to see the LA Philharmonic. It was so good. So LA Phil along with ballet. So stars of the ballet. It was awesome. And the fact that Christian's down to like experience that with me, he's just fucking great, right?
Uh-huh.
You guys stop judging him. All right?
No,
you got
no,
some
no,
machismo-ness
no.
in here and I don't like
no,
it.
No, they're just reacting to what I'm doing. What?
By the way, I'm going to say something that's super inappropriate, but this is the post game, and I feel like I'm pretty honest in the post game show. I'm honest in general, but so as I was watching the ballet, I noticed that I love ballet. I danced ballet for a really long time. And when I was training and stuff, I never really cared about the male ballerinas. Like, I never really noticed them, they were just there. But I was very competitive because I wanted solos. So I was more like hyper focused on, you know, the female ballerinas, the ballerinas. Anyway, and then yesterday when we were watching the ballet, there was one part where it was just a male soloist, right, dancing. And he's like ripped. He's got like this great body. He doesn't have a shirt on, but he's wearing these like, they look like MC Hammer pants that are white. But they have like fringe all over them.
Good.
And then he's, hold on. Anyway, I'm just trying to set the scene for you. And so he's dancing and he's a great ballet dancer. But it just, I'm just being honest with you guys and showing what my own like biases are. It just weirded me out.
That's funny, and you did ballet.
I did ballet, yeah, but I never really noticed or cared that much about the male dancers. I focused more on the female dancers because those were my peers. Those were the people I was kind of competing with, you know, to get solos.
For a second there was like some little bit of Black Swanny thing going on where you were like, I only looked at the female ballerinas. You saw Black Swan, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, there was but none of that.
Yeah, there was definitely none of that.
Okay.
But anyway, and then the other thing was, I hadn't seen ballet in such a long time. I haven't danced ballet since I was like 19. Right?
Wow, you danced all the way till 19 until you pretty much came here.
So I started slowing down at 17 and I started to take it less seriously because I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna have a career in ballet, so why am I dedicating so much time to it? I love it, but it's not what I wanna
do. When did you start ballet?
3.
Oh my God, you did ballet from 3 to 19.
Yeah.
You're a serious ballet person.
Yeah, I love ballet, I love it. And okay, so the reason why I'm giving you that context is because, oh my God, I can't believe I'm forgetting her name right now. the black ballerina who made history.
Simone.
No, not
that's
Simone.
The gymnast.
How am I forgetting her name? I was just talking about her today.
Because no one knows the name of any ballerina?
No, she's amazing. Oh my God, someone please look it up and tell me.
Baryshnikov is the only guy that anyone knows that does not do ballet. Okay, yes.
Wow. Or
that is not a ballet enthusiast.
Anyway, so what? I got emotional.
Watching the ballet.
Yeah, watching the ballet. And
you've
like,
now listed the most improbable thing in my life.
No, I know, I know. God damn it, I'm going to lose my mind until I figure out what her name is.
Okay, anyway.
Real quick.
Misty Copeland?
Yes, Misty Copeland. Okay, thanks.
Look, so, you want to talk about improbable. Bart pulls out that name.
He's got a computer in front of him. Relax.
Okay.
No, I knew who you were talking about.
Right.
I couldn't put the name to the, I know.
So I did not expect her to be there because they didn't list the ballerinas that would be there. And so, but they must have announced it somewhere because I noticed walking into the Hollywood Bowl that there was a sizable black community there, right? And I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, you know, they're into ballet, they're into the classical music. Like, I know it's a stereotype to say that they're not, but I've been into ballet my entire life. And usually when you go watch a ballet, it's old white people. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, it's fucking awesome. I love it, you know? And it just shows you how LA is like way more open-minded and diverse, blah, blah, blah. And then Misty Copeland comes out. And like everyone lost their shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like the most inspiring thing that I've ever seen. Like it was touching because there were a bunch of really young black girls in that audience that like you just look at their expressions and they're inspired. They look at that woman and they're inspired by her and they feel empowered by her and they're proud of her. And like the pride that they felt, like it was just, that made me emotional, okay?
Okay,
and
that makes sense, being emotional over that.
No, but I was also emotional over what ballet represents for me, right? Because it's not just about the art of ballet, it represents my childhood. So like it made me remember my childhood and then, I don't know, I just missed it. I just missed like, how simple those times were, and I had a freaking great childhood, you know?
No, both you and I are super lucky that we had great childhoods. I mean, because that's just a luck of the draw.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything to do with it. I know Republicans say, oh, I earned it. I earned my good childhood. But no, we got lucky. We had good parents and good context. And yeah, things that may remind me of my childhood I love too. So now I get it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's not like you saw the ballet like and you were like, oh my God.
No.
That's so moving the way that she jumped again.
No. If anything,
and then
I'm impressed.
Again.
I'm impressed, but I would never, if I didn't have that connection to my childhood, I wouldn't get emotional. In fact, the part of ballet that I hate is like the acting stuff where like it's a couple and they're just like,
oh, I can't stand
like,
it.
Like I can't stand it. That's why I hated modern dance as well, because I just want to dance. I just want to dance. I don't want to do acting. Anyway,
we might have found the one thing more unbearable than modern art: modern dance.
Get out of here. Okay. So that happened. We had a great time. Prior to going to the Hollywood Bowl, though, I stopped at a dispensary. And
interesting. Okay.
I stopped at a dispensary to pick up edibles. Actually, not for myself.
No, of course not.
No, you guys know.
For a friend
know.
Of mine, she's got a back problem. He's got a back problem.
You guys know that
and he's glaucoma and stuff.
You guys know I dabble, so it's not like I'm hiding anything.
Okay.
But edibles for a family member who needs them for pain and stuff like that. Anyway, okay. So I go in and I've moved to a different area. The dispensary I used to go to was freaking awesome. It was so professional and you didn't feel like you were in some seedy place. Like it was brightly lit.
Oh, that's your love for West Hollywood.
Oh God, I love West Hollywood so much. I want to live there again.
See,
I want to live in West.
Be careful what you wish for, you just might get it.
Oh, it's so painful. Anyway, So I'm in a new area now and I have to find a dispensary, like a regular dispensary that I'm going to go to. And so the nearest one is weird, right? So I go. And it's gated, like you have to, they have to buzz you in, right? Which creeps me out, right?
Yep.
So, and then there's cameras everywhere. They buzz you in. And then this was the second time I had gone. The first time I went, there was only two really young Russian women there, okay? And I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of weird. And maybe that's why they have so much security, because it's just two young women, like they probably feel.
No, but there's no way. They didn't build it for the particular employees.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant they had so much security because they were Russians.
No, well, okay. Well, the story, the plot thickens. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to. I knew it.
So the second time I go in.
The pot thickens.
The pot thickens. So okay, yesterday was the second time I went in, and the first person who opens the door is a dude, right? And he looks like he could be Russian, but he also looks like he could be Armenian. And I
which makes sense.
I'm not going to lie. My biggest fear is walking into a dispensary owned and operated by Armenians.
Why? Because they're going to judge you?
Yeah, they're going to judge you. Armenians,
even though, ironically, they're selling it.
No. Exactly. Not only are they going to judge me, which is fine. I've been judged my entire life. That's not that big of a deal. But more importantly, Armenians, not all of them, but Armenians in LA hate me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to be recognized, and I'm scared, and like whatever, right? So I'm like, this guy looks like he could be Armenian, but probably not. I'm being super paranoid. So then I have to give them my ID so they can make sure that whatever.
And you haven't even started smoking yet, and you're already paranoid.
Well,
and
I was paranoid with good reason. I'm wearing a TYT t-shirt, okay? And it's the one that has a blurred out Trump face, and it just says chump.
Yeah.
And so then I thought, well, if they're not Armenian and they are Russian, do they like Trump and they're going to be offended by my shirt? I don't know.
You are way overthinking.
I'm like freaking. I'm freaking out. Okay. And then when I give my ID to the security guy, he has his back turned to me. He's sitting down. Then I reach over to give him my ID, and he turns around to take it. And I look at his face. I'm like, he's 100% Armenian. 100%. I know it. Right. Wow. He takes forever with my ID, and I'm like starting to panic, and I'm visibly uncomfortable. Then as soon as he gives me the ID back, go to the counter. I'm like, I just want these two chocolate bars, whatever. She's like, I don't take cash. That's another thing. My old dispensary took credit cards. Here they don't, right? She's like, but there's an ATM right here. You can take cash out.
Oh, they only take cash.
Oh, they only take cash. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, they don't take card. So then I'm like, okay, fine. So then I go to the ATM to take the cash out. And then one of them starts speaking in Armenian. Mm-hmm. And I look up. Immediately, it was just like,
Reflex.
And even though they're speaking in Armenian about something that has nothing to do with me, they're all looking right at me to see if I look up or have a reaction. It was the most uncomfortable thing in the world. And I was like, get me the fuck out of here. I never want to be here again, right? And so anyway, I paid real quick, got the fuck out of there. And so I'm setting this up for the guy that was secretly filming me, okay? That's the whole point of this. So then I get in the car, we go to the ballet. And then after the ballet, Christian and I are walking to the car, and I start talking about my experience at the dispensary. And then I said the word Armenian kind of loud, right? Because I'm not thinking anyone's listening to our conversation. We were out in public, but I didn't think anyone was around. And Christian's like, shh. And I was like, what? And he's like, just let's talk about this later. And I was like, okay, fine. Later, when we're in a completely different place, he's like, did you notice the guy that was in front of us? And I was like, yeah, I noticed him. He's like, do you think he was Armenian? And I was like, he might have been. I don't know why. And he's like, you know he was filming you, right?
Oh my God.
And I fucking hate the public figure thing. Fucking hate it. I hate every part of it. I wish, and it sucks because it's just part of what we do, right? And it determines how valuable you are in this industry as well. But it's so bad. You guys have no, fame usually translates to better opportunities, more earning potential, all of that. But like the downsides are so significant, and no one ever talks about that. So like whatever, I didn't say anything offensive, so I'm not worried if he was filming me. But it's fucking creepy to know that some dude is secretly filming you while you're having a conversation with your husband.
Yeah, there are some downsides like that, and as usual, you face them more than I do. Because for me, it's small things. Like the other day, I was eating at Wendy's, and young guy comes in, sits across from me, and starts looking at me. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any food. He doesn't have anything. And then finally, he's like, "You're not Cenk Uygur, are you?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh, I am." And he's a good guy. There's no harm in it at all. But then I'm here. He's at the table there, looking at me, and he didn't order any food. And I'm like, "This." I'm always working, so yeah. I was like highlighting articles and stuff. I'm like, this is getting a little awkward.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's a good guy. There's no harm in it at all. He meant well. Glad to meet him. But after a while, he got up and left. Mm-hmm. He just apparently he had seen me walking in and wanted to say hi. It's okay. It would have been better if we just like had a conversation and then he left. But
yeah.
So it's and now when I go to eat, I'll get recognized almost every time. Mm-hmm. Except Dave and I went to eat dinner last night, and I was telling him about that. And then of course nobody recognized me at that restaurant. He's like, "All right, Mister, I'm gonna recognize." Okay,
you. That's really funny.
Anyway, it's the tiny beginning of what Sam Cedar told me about Sarah Silverman when they, you know, when they used to be together, that whenever Sarah would go into a restaurant, you all eyes would be on her, and so you felt like you were being watched 24/7.
Yes, yeah. And like it has a real impact on you if it's something that you didn't expect or something that you didn't seek out, right? Because I didn't really first of all, I thought maybe it could happen where people start to recognize us and stuff. In fact, at some point in the beginning, it was kind of like exciting because it was recognition that, you know, we're doing something that's getting through to people. But I never really considered just how many downsides there are. And I have no problem with people coming up and being friendly and saying hi. But, you know, you get paranoid because sometimes people will gaze at you for a little too long and you're wondering, is this someone who hates me and wants to hurt me? Is this someone who likes me and is a fan? Like, you don't know.
So for you particularly, because you've been accosted before, and there is a difference between being a big guy like me and being a smaller woman like you, just keeping it real on the safety issue, right? And so I thought you were being a little paranoid in the pots shop story. And so on the other hand, when the other guy started recording you, well, I guess you're not paranoid.
Yeah.
Right?
And I kind of wish, you know, Christian had gone in there with me so he could corroborate the account. But it was super awkward and it was super uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And look, to be fair,
you don't know. They might have recognized you and liked you, right? But I know that you've had issues here.
Yeah.
I know that, right? So that's why you're understandably jittery.
Yeah,
either
totally.
Way. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
It sucks, but it's just, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And people who are actually famous, like they deal with that times a million. And it always amazes me that the Kardashians eat that shit up. How can you eat that shit up? It's the worst thing in the world.
No, furthermore, like when they get out of the spotlight, they
can't take it.
Yeah, to them it's precious.
I can't fathom it. It's unbelievable to me.
You know, everybody now knows my cafe strategy. Mm-hmm. Right, at some point, retire. I'm in a cafe. You'll never find me. Right? I'm in a cafe somewhere in the world. I'm gone, dude. I'm in the wind.
You're hiking with Hillary Clinton.
I'm in the woods. I run into Hillary. She's like, "You son of a bitch." Or, according to some people online, "Oh, thank you for shilling for me." Anyway, I had a million questions off your story, but we're out of time. I just want to ask you one last thing. Mm-hmm. So in ballet, are there like competitions and did you win things and how did that, you see what I'm saying?
In ballet, the competition is over like the lead role, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so did you get the lead roles?
I did. I shared this story last night and it always makes me laugh because the only time I got a notable solo was when I had gained a ton of weight in high school. And it made me so mad because I'm like, God, I know I just gained a lot of weight. How did I get this role now? And I didn't lose enough weight in time for the actual performance. And like, it was a big moment for me at that time. And I looked back at the photos and it just looked weird because the male ballerina I was dancing with was like super professional, like getting paid to dance, like super fit, in completely perfect shape. And I just kind of looked not right in that situation. And I remember my dance instructor, I don't know why he wouldn't just come to me, but he would go straight to my mom. I'm in high school, right? He'd go to my mom and just be like, "Your daughter has gained a little too much weight. The male ballet dancer says that it's hard to carry her or lift her."
Oh.
And then my mom came and told me. And so,
God, I hate that.
Yeah, I eventually lost the weight, but yeah, ballet's hard. It really
is. Okay, you didn't like me like ballet anymore. In fact, I dislike it slightly more. Okay, mission accomplished. All right, we're out of time. Much love. Old school tonight. I can't make it. But Kohler and Malcolm are going to be on it. So all you guys remembers, check that out. And we will see you tomorrow. Good night. Good luck.